This Kid Talk Radio broadcast of Cartouche is brought to you by StephenCosgrove.com, where all my books are stored. Cartouche. Far, far away in the middle of a crystal sea was a wonderful little island called Serendipity. High in the mountains of this magical island, nestled in a comfy corner of the forest, lived tiny little creatures called furry Eiffels. The furry Eiffels were chubby little creatures covered from head to foot with soft, fuzzy hair and two of the largest eyes you have ever seen. They needed their large eyes in order to see all that they could see on the island of Serendipity. For you see, the furry Eiffels loved to watch everything, and there was a lot of everything to watch. They spent their days walking the many trails of the island looking for things to see. With their eyes open wide, they would look from side to side, afraid that something would happen over there while they were looking the other way. One of their most favorite things to watch was the dazzling color of the sky as the sun set on the west side of Crystal Mountain. The furry Eiffels were known to sit on the beach and stare at their mirrored reflection in the lake for hours and hours. Their vigil would be rewarded when a fish flashed to the surface, making ripples in the water. The Eiffels would laugh and laugh as their reflections danced about the lake. In the evening time, as the forest was wrapped in velvet darkness, they would carefully gather twigs and sticks with which to make a fire. As the night settled about them, they would gaze at the stars in the sky or simply watch the dying embers of their fire. Beauty was all around them, and they never missed seeing anything. But even with the furry Eiffels, there were problems. For, you see, the Eiffels were so afraid of not seeing something that was beautiful that they never closed their eyes and never went to sleep. Now, without sleep, the furry Eiffels became grouchier and grouchier. And you know as well as I do that if you don't get some sleep, you can become awfully cranky and sometimes downright mean. At least once a day, one of the furry Eiffels, who wasn't looking where he was going, would bump into another Eiffel, and before you could say furry Eiffel four times, there would be a fluffy pile of fuzzy fluffies all grumbling and mumbling at each other, and nobody saying, "I'm sorry." Well, things could have gone on like this forever had it not been for one small Eiffel who stopped to watch an emerald green snake who was wrapped around the stem of a flower. All the other furry Eiffels crowded around the stem to see what he was looking at. They bustled and shoved and grumbled and growled at each other as the beautiful little snake wound softly to the top of the flower. "Who's there?" he asked quietly as his tongue flicked gently about and tasted the air. "Would you look at that?" said one of the furry Eiffels. "That snake is blind, for he has no eyes with which to see." Words of pity rang out from the furry Eiffels. "He's blind. He can't see. Oh, you poor snake." "Well," said the snake, "my name is Cartouche, and I would hardly call myself poor." "But you must be poor," one of them said, "for you cannot see all the riches of the beautiful forest." "Ah," said Cartouche, "beauty is not just seeing things. It's also in touching and hearing things." And with that, Cartouche listened very quietly and heard the beautiful forest growing in the warm, sweet-scented air. Well, the furry Eiffels were not to be outdone by a green snake, so they began listening very carefully to hear this beauty. But once again, somebody slipped, or maybe somebody was pushed, and the grumbling and mumbling started all over again. Listening to the bickers and grumbles, Cartouche laughed. "You call me poor, for I cannot see? Yet you must be poorer still, for you cannot hear." "Oh, yes, we can," they said. "Just listen to this." And with that, they tried with all their might to listen to the beauty around them. They tried, and they tried. But then somebody coughed, somebody sneezed, and then somebody banged somebody on the knees, and then all began grumbling and mumbling again. "It is of no use," said one of the Eiffels. "We will never be able to listen. We're just too cranky. None of us ever gets any sleep because we're afraid we might miss something beautiful. And because we don't get any sleep, we're grumbly. And because we're grumbly, we'll never get to hear anything beautiful." Well, Cartouche smiled a secret smile and slid down the flower to the grass below and slithered up onto a mushroom. "Gather round," he whispered, "and I shall teach you how to listen." All the furry Eiffels crowded about trying to get close to the emerald snake. "Now, all of you," said Cartouche, "sit very quietly and slowly close your eyes." The Eiffels quickly sat down on the grass, and after squirming around, they all, one by one, began to close their eyes and listen. "I can hear it," exclaimed one. "I can hear something beautiful." And sure enough, in the distance, each one of them began to hear the soft, muted sounds of an evening cricket playing his nightly serenade. "Keep listening," said Cartouche, "and you will not only hear the wondrous things around you, but in your mind, you will begin to dream of all the beauty you have seen today." Slowly, one by one, the Eiffels gently fell asleep as the musical sounds of the evening wove their dreamlike spell. Cartouche listened to the soft sounds of the night around him and whispered, "I may not have eyes, but I can see easily all that I need to see when I listen with my mind." And with that, he too fell asleep. When you lay upon your bed, the day is done, all is said, close your eyes so very tight and watch your dreams all through the night. This Kid Talk Radio production of Cartouche was brought to you by StephenCosgrove.com. If you can, and should you wish, buy a book to support the cause. StephenCosgrove.com.